Testing 1, 2. Testing.
Okay, thanks.
Testing 1, 2.
Can y'all hear me up here?
Now, testing, testing.
Yes,
hello, hello, hello.
No, we don't hear it.
Testing 1, 2.
I don't know. I may have to just lean into that. You really gotta lean into it, something wrong with it.
Test 1, 2.
I thought we'd be able to move around.
Testing 1, 2, testing.
We'll be talking to you in a minute. So standby and on is on. I got both switches on. Yeah.
Do what?
There's one on the piano. Oh.
Test 1, 2.
Is it red up there? It is green.
Test 1, 2.
Yeah, they both were, so. We may have to bail, Larry.
Remember the ancient Christian Easter greeting? Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
You are my good friend. Thank you.
believe in Jesus, that He is the Son of God, that He died and rose again, and that He paid for our souls. We shouldn't have a single doubt in our hands and our hearts that He doesn't hear our prayers. The moment we bring the need to Him, He hears and He knows what to do with us.
life for a few storms of faith. And, you know, so that's our kind of really, again, so this is kind of a little. But the, actually, let's begin with prayer. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity just to share your word. Chapter 3, 1-5. be involved in things. God, we want to be God. That's where God starts. And the woman's history for those is very long. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it, or you will die." He didn't say anything. He never said anything about the message. Well, now she added just a little bit, and what they did was they placed a little close to the tree. And she kind of, and most people go, "That's not the same." Okay. 2:16 is right there, 3, 4, 5 is right there. So he added to it, adding to God's word, you know, that back there. Look around, anything that you spray it out, anything that's horrible, these plants start right there. And the enemy pretty much is over there cheering. You don't need to go for it. He said, if you eat from this, you'll have knowledge of good and evil. And he said, you won't die. So he's half right. Sure enough, they do good and evil, but they die. We've seen Adam and Eve for a bunch of time. They die. So you know the story. But they elevated themselves just like the devil had elevated themselves. You know, I'm not God. Because we do not God. If you're glad that they can do more than once. Now, that's, so the devil really spread it from the first. To preach a different gospel than what they were sure of God had long to be sure. Here's something in Galatians chapter 1. Once again, and you all wrote to me in these verses, you want to look at my arrow that I need to face your God. In Galatians 1:6, again. I'm amazed that you are so quickly turning away from him who called you by the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Now that there is another gospel, that there are some who are troubling you and want to change the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel other than what we have preached to you, a curse be on you. As we said before, I now say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel contrary to what you received, a curse be on you. Or am I now trying to win the favor of people or God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave to God. So, pretty much, you can't have it both ways. To different degrees, we all worry about what other people think. And through the Bible, I have to deny what we really think. We're saying, oh, you shine. You know, why do I think that? And you made it in. I said, you're God. I mean, shaking your boots. Kind of good. And maybe that was a little bit of it. Somebody said that Christians nowadays, they too much present this radical God of healing and trust. Scared. Well, without Jesus, that's exactly what we did. We're not suffering. Everybody's not suffering. We're going to be not suffering. God is completely humble and perfect. And he can't look on sin. So if he sent his own son, he got to join us. Now, we can expect this. You know, go on in the hand of God. So without Jesus, if he's not here for us, that's the only way I'm able to come is that wrath of God. So it's not proper to say, God is God. Good. You don't use it. It's not a thing I want to do. So that's one of the changes that I was getting destined for everyone. I was a bit about it. It's like what I said. I would say everybody should do that. He doesn't want anybody to promise. Well, there's a huge list of people. I'm going to go down within this time to see how many people can I call in one person. But it's been a number of years though. But the self-esteem issue, you know, we've got to build each other up, and we've got to find our purpose and our mission and all that stuff. And I challenge anybody to find anything here that says we're going to have to worry about ourselves being a proper purpose. interpreted all year. If you never have time to read another book, all that time you read this one, you're going to read this other. So we've been trained today in this culture. I am in the same crowd. I feel about what this morning is preaching to grandmother. Because it's on the shelf, it's a Christian. And some of those people, my friends, have come away and lose that. And we know if we can see that there's more than just come down at all. They have to be popular. If you decided you were going to sell, I would arrange your app, or you want to arrange it today. If you want to sell a bunch of copies, it's the best sales book in the world, so I'm just trying to do it. Sure as hell. I'm going to get it. Yeah, a lot of sales issues behind it, so. Anyway, this gentleman, Dr. Bill, wrote a book called Sales Matters, and knowing that it's a deal, it might be a deal. You can't say you can't. And I say you can't. But you can't do it once. You know, I do all things that perhaps is crazy. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever you think God is supposed to do. But without God, it's right here. Now, these guys, they want to miss this pretty thing. They want to miss. They don't have to build a plan. Mixing in a little bit of Jesus, a little bit of psycho battle, some self-help, mix that all in. If you put big prostitutes and women for the week, my bad advice, religious priests, agitators, good parents, they're all great reasons. A little bit of something that you can make your idea. Let me prove them in. So when you start making it alive, it's always going to be more confident. I'm not sure if this camera is entirely the best route, but I certainly would throw a lot of that flag and put them over in the side of the flag. Okay, once they start mixing, they're sleeping. It's time for you to enter into those peace. It's time to go home to me. You can't tell me even in angels. Angels are committed to first preaching in the gospel first. Many of our rock children, you know, it's kind of like the family tree of self-help. And Brian McLaren, and unfortunately, Ron Bell, who I think is a brilliant student of the Bible, Hebrew section, but he's a great father of immersion, and he's a church that he's been immersed in. He was established down here, but it's just fine. But each generation has to done something new, but the young people won't, they won't respond. But we've got young people every week. You know, we don't really get it, I know for a fact that all of you have done this, all of you believe. So we need to try to go hard to please people. That's what I did, people please. And whether the motivation is sell off books, I don't know the motivation. It's not about it, it's about the ministry of all of us. It's not about these new things, not. But we're quick to defend these guys. A good grandma loves this. But if he got up here and preached it for gospel, guess what? Already been. Because we need to get this first. Suppose I got up here and said, this is something free. You know, something just way out of all out of the day about we're going to do this and we're going to have kids, we're going to grab a child and run out of it. That's what I hope you do. If I tell them, you knew this one else, what's scary? Unloving my that we have to defend this rather than our star, our pastors, or our celebrities, our heroes. I saw something in the back of that home run in that day. And the headline said, "Nine days in a row." Most of that burning car, you know, that might be a road. So it's just typically hit the ball really far. And there's a huge set of population for it. And there's another name for it. It's called humanism. It's the elevation of the humanism. And I believe all these things here. Are doing that to some degree, and maybe some of them are doing that way out there. And Oprah, I won't show a little bit here, but you use the mat as you feed the church? Or just walking? But if you study this particular note in the end of the prayer today, a lot of this stuff is in the end, which will be all over the truth. And that's really the advantage. The advantage for me was, the minute I was aware of it, I knew what it was. I feel bad because it's like, oh. And so God said, you know, it's just as bad not being aware of it. So that has to be, you know, to, so yeah, so the point, you know, blessed for me as well, being in this word, and that this be on my list of best prayers for everything. I just want to say something, I don't really have a perfect spot to it, but one thing that he does, and he said something that I promise you I'll never forget, it was exactly the opposite of what I said he got to teach. I don't know if I've ever heard of me better for a living. He said he was stuck on his promise. And I'm going to go to where I put my hand over. But he said he never got his budget, and he's completely full already. He can't use it. So, he doesn't have any budget. His budget is not the God he needs. Chris Lyon had a song called Henry. He's on Mary Isle, and the temptation was starting, the song was out. He called right away. He was not kind of a man. And he looked at it as a wonderful lyric. There's none of it. All of it. None of my opinions, my dreams, my desires. Because I pledged to battle for a spirit. I want to be that angel. Is my purpose to be a musician? Is that my purpose? Or something I do? My purpose is to say that every other Christian is to worship God. If don't be not, you're going to say it. Maybe you're a carpenter, maybe you're a farmer, maybe you're a whatever. That's not my purpose. Because God is glory from the unexpected. We see a specific call that. God, if you stand for basketball playing, that guy may have heard that so many times, he said, I'm playing this ball. Maybe God needs him to do something that only a short person can do. Who needs the Lord? Without it. For slaves, you can say, man, over that day, oh, she'd be great. That is the Lord. God has to be able to pay somebody in that money. No way. God is Lord when you take somebody who came on his feet, heard it had to be like, you wouldn't have called it, but he said, folks, get down to another legislative man. And he's admitted to the inner city. He's haunted, but he spoke the truth, he spoke from him, the word. God has Lord, he's God, not free. There's a hand that's the whole thing. Who's getting the credit out of the universe? So that's what the video is about. And this is very different because it should throw a red flag for you. You had enough. And again, it's not kind of scold, but just remind you that the enemy wants us to do what we want Adam and Eve to do at the very beginning. And that is for ourselves to elevate either level or not or both. Because he knows where we're going to do. And I don't want to give to them the Lord is more pointed to them. And I can't do that to others. He can play that out. What y'all pray to do. And we're just going to, he's going to take it by himself or whatever. And then,
we're going to take a look at some video footage. The guy who's been heralded by the Chicago Tribune newspaper is the next Billy Graham. Just take a look and see what you think.
Well, back to the walking on water thing. I mean, you have this boat full of anybody's. and the water's choppy and the wind's blowing, and they're terrified because this Jesus comes across the water to them and they think he's a ghost. And then Peter says, well, if it's you, then tell me to come to you. Now, why is this Peter's first response? Why is Peter's first reaction, if it's you, then tell me to come to you? Because he's a disciple. I mean, he's oriented his whole life, devoted his whole life to doing what he sees his rabbi doing, learning to be like his rabbi. So he sees his rabbi walking on water, and what's the first thing he wants to do? I want to walk on water too. I want to be like my rabbi.
Hey, I'm Cameron, for those of you who don't know. We're going to take a look at some video footage. The guy who's been heralded by the Chicago Tribune newspaper as the next Billy Graham. Just take a look and see what you think.
So back to the walking on water thing. I mean, you have this boat full of anybodies, and the water's choppy and the wind's blowing, and they're terrified because this Jesus comes across the water to them and they think he's a ghost. And then Peter says, well, if it's you, then tell me to come to you. Now, why is this Peter's first response? Why is Peter's first reaction, if it's you, then tell me to come to you? Because he's a disciple. I mean, he's oriented his whole life, devoted his whole life to doing what he sees his rabbi doing, learning to be like his rabbi. So he sees his rabbi walking on water, and what's the first thing he wants to do? I want to walk on water too. I want to be like my rabbi. And so Peter gets out of the boat, and he starts walking on the water, but he starts to sink. And he yells out, Jesus, save me. And the text reads that Jesus immediately caught him and said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, I always assumed that Peter doubts Jesus, but Jesus isn't thinking. Who does Peter doubt? He doubts himself. He loses faith in himself that he can actually be like his rabbi. I mean, Jesus wouldn't have called him if he didn't think he could be like him. Jesus even reminds his disciples of this at one point. He says to them, wait, you didn't choose me, I chose you. The rabbi doesn't choose you unless the rabbi thinks that you can do what he does, that you can be like him. I mean, all my life I've heard people talk about believing in God. But God believes in us, in you. In me. I mean, faith in Jesus is important. But what about Jesus' faith in us? I mean, he must have faith in us because he leaves it all in the hands of these disciples. And what's the last thing?
The best way to do that is to make a special. Put up with somebody else's drugs. As a parent, So it's not just being that they don't stand, although they started it and they were
Sometimes I have to go to the other side of the way, and I have to talk to you. And see,
Yeah.